This is Akashvani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent a new confidence and enthusiasm to the fight against terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi lauded the precision and accuracy with which armed forces destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai usne har hindustani ka sir uncha kar diya hai. Jis satikta ke sath hamari senaon ne seema paar ke aatankwadi thikano ko dhwast kiya wo adbhut hai. Operation Sindoor ne duniya bhar mein aatank ke khilaf ladai ko naya vishwas aur utsah diya.
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroy terror bases with indomitable courage, with weapons, equipment and technology made in India.
Hamare jawanon ne aatank ke addon ko tabah kiya. Yah unka adamya sahas tha. Aur usme shamil thi Bharat mein bane hathiyaron, upkaranon aur technology ki taakat. Usme aatmanirbhar Bharat ka sankalp bhi tha. Hamare technician har kisi ka pasina is vijay mein shamil hai. इस अभियान के बाद पूरे देश में वोकल फॉर लोकल को लेकर एक नई ऊर्जा दिख रही है.
Mr. Modi noted that Tiranga Yatras were organized in many cities, villages and small towns of the country. Thousands of people came out holding the tricolor to honor the country's armed forces. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister shared that a bus has reached Gadchiroli's Katejari village for the first time. The Prime Minister added that on account of the collective fight against Maoism, basic facilities have started reaching such areas. Touching upon the subject of drone didis, the Prime Minister said women in Sangareddy district of Telangana are spraying pesticides on 50 acres of land with the help of drones. Now, these women are not known as drone operators, but as sky warriors. Ahead of the International Yoga Day, to be celebrated on the 21st of June, the Prime Minister said this occasion reminds everyone to incorporate yoga in their daily lives. Mr. Modi said he will participate in the Yoga Day program in Vishakhapatnam this year. A day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance, NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers was held in New Delhi today. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The conclave was a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also participated in the deliberations. This meeting, organized by the BJP's Good Governance Department, passed two resolutions. In the first resolution, they congratulated Indian Defence Forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the success of Operation Sindoor. And in another resolution, they congratulated central government for its decision to conduct caste enumeration at the time of ensuing census. Leaders at this conclave also discussed the best practices by different NDA state governments. 20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA-ruled governments discussed good governance issues. In Himachal Pradesh, a cloudburst occurred yesterday evening in Jagat Khan, located in the Nirmand area of Kullu district, causing flash floods. Due to the sudden surge of water, several vehicles parked by the roadside were swept away. This region is adjacent to Rampur in Shimla district. According to Nirmand SDM Manmohan Sharma, there were no casualties but more than a dozen vehicles were damaged. The cloudburst also caused water and debris to enter many houses in the area, leading to significant damage. Additionally, a hailstorm struck the region, resulting in damage to apple crops. The administration has advised residents and tourists to stay away from rivers and streams, keeping the weather conditions in mind. In a sudden political development in Bihar, RJD chief Lalu Prasad today expelled his elder son and former minister Tej Pratap Yadav for 6 years from the party over his indecent behavior and irresponsible conduct. Mr. Prasad announced his decision on social media after a controversial social media post of Tej Pratap Yadav's alleged female friend went viral. Talking to the media in Patna, Mr. Yadav said, personally, he supports maintaining public dignity and responsible conduct in public life. And in IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 207 for the loss of 4 wickets in 18.1 overs against Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai won the toss and opted to bat. In the second match of the day, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi from 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.